You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, we're joined in studio by our next guests, Eve Corran with the Ulster Bank. Mary Clyde, I asked you just as we were coming back on air and I didn't have time to write it down. What is your role?
I am the resource worker with the Donegal Public Participation Network, the PPN.
And what does that group do?
It's a group of community groups, community and voluntary groups, social inclusion and environment groups. There's 559 registered with the PPN. And lots of different things, participation, and information sharing. Mm. We do courses as well. So there's a lot of things going on.
Excellent. So, PPN. And of course, then you're working with Eve then in getting this information out, right? Yep. We'll talk about the evenings that are coming up. But what is the nature of the information that's being put out to people at the moment?
We're running as part of the Social Inclusion Week, which launched today at Donegal County Council. And even myself have worked together on other things, so this is important for us as well, that we give information on community safety. Mm. There's a health aspect as well in the Dunlow one. You know, will there be some health groups there? But it's all to do with community safety.
Yeah.
So it'll be speakers. The Gardaí, Eve will be speaking on fraud. And we have a solicitor, just in relation to, you know, different issues. And Eve, if you want to just say what you...
Because, you know, unfortunately, Eve, and we saw stats come out over the last week or two, and I do wonder sometimes if there's an element of underreporting in this type of activity, certainly at certain levels in any case. But people are constantly getting phone calls, they're getting texts, they're getting communications that are looking for information. There are also people are finding money taken from ATMs. But is it sort of, you know, texts, phone calls, emails? Is that where most of the frauds are?
It's a whole range of things. There are four main kind of ways that customers or the general public can get scammed. And obviously, fraud and scam awareness is becoming really to the fore for people. It's the time of year also now where it's getting darker, where the chances for people to connect up together and learn about the different ways they can protect themselves is much less. So myself and Mary wanted to do the roadshow across Donegal to give as many members of the public an opportunity to come in and connect up with each other, to ask questions, and to be more aware of the different types of fraud that are out there. I would do a lot of talks with groups under our Friends Against Scams program, which is a program of awareness and education out in the public, and it is to make people aware of the different types of fraud. But you're right, you know, the telephone, the text, they're becoming very predominant out in our communities. I rarely go to a community group where the members of the public, the bulk of them, haven't had these calls. So it's about understanding how that might happen and how you can protect yourself.
And those responsible for this, it's like hit them hard, isn't it? I mean, they don't need to ring five people and five people fall for it. It's about the amount of people they contact and, you know, if they get even a small percentage of that to exploit, well, that's how they're making the money.
Absolutely. And it's a sheer sophistication of the setup now. Mm. People always feel that it's about them, they've been stupid or they've been silly, but there isn't. The message we're trying to get across, particularly with our Friends Against Scams program, is these are sophisticated criminals. They can use technology to exploit the weaknesses in us, to answer the door, to answer a phone call. So it's just about understanding that in more detail, and that's just one part of the community roadshow that myself and Mary are doing.
And we'll tease that out a bit more, but just want to give an opportunity here, and I want people to listen up to this. What will banks or lending institutions, or revenue for that matter, I think the rules apply across the board, what will they not do in terms of when they contact someone? Will they contact someone and ask for their password, for example?
Do you get where I'm coming from? There's lots of things that they won't do, but the key message is they will never, ever, ever ask you for your PIN number or your internet banking password. They may well ask you for your name, address, date of birth to identify you before they're making
number.
A call. They won't ask you for any of your personal information other than your ID, proof of address, etc. That would be so that they can identify that they're speaking to the right person. But the key message is they will never, ever ask you for your PIN number or your internet banking passwords, customer numbers. As soon as you hear that, that should be phoned straight down. But as I said, it's about customers being aware that there are things that we may ask you for, and there are certain red flags that we will definitely not ask for.
Because to be honest with you, I get a little bit confused in this area.
Yeah.
About what is and what isn't asked for.
Yeah.
And I've been confused actually receiving these phone calls myself.
PIN numbers, internet banking passwords, the digits of the back of your card, the security number. If they're looking, in terms of fraud, they're definitely not asking you for any of those bits and pieces of information.
Okay.
And what we would encourage customers to do indeed would be, if you're at all unsure and you get a call to you, to be proactive rather than just accepting that call and giving the information. Mm. If you're at all unsure, you put the phone down and it prompts you to be proactive in contacting your bank.
Mm. I just don't understand why, and I don't want to confuse this item a little bit, but you know, even a company, like a phone company or I can't remember which company it was, but there was an agreed word, you know, where by the end of all the process, there was a word that both parties knew. Do you know what I'm on about?
We operate that kind of
system. I know they wouldn't, but it's just, you know, sometimes simple things can be the safety nets that people require, you know, to have that comfort. So if our agreed code when you called me was 999, for example.
Yes. Well, I think
nothing would proceed until that was divulged. Do you get where
I'm from? And obviously anyway, there's a GDPR issue as well in terms of what information. Yes, I know.
Come here.
But we will
can't
never
believe you're
ask.
Coming at me
PIN,
with that.
PIN and passwords would be completely clear. But we have to identify you as the right person if you're calling.
Links, you know, text links,
yes.
Email links, which can sort of bring you to a very, it looks just like AIB or Bank of Ireland or Revenue.
Yep.
And it says just fill in bits and bobs here. Banks don't do that either.
The banks will send emails if a customer has signed up to receiving such things. The key messages are don't click on links in emails because they could lead you to a non-reputable illegal site that are asking to capture information.
Yes, okay.
Again, rather than getting into that in detail, we do have the Fraud Smart initiative. They would be the Banking Payments Federation. They have a great brochure that outlines the key messages.
But I can get this into everybody's house.
We can't get
that leaflet into everybody's house. So that's why I just wanted to ask a wee bit of specifics.
Exactly. Okay. But that's why we're saying as many of the public to come along as possible and educate ourselves and help educate each other, because Friends Against Scams, the initiative that we run, is about learning what to do and sharing it with your colleagues and your friends and family, because the more people are aware and educated, the better protected we'll all be, and we can protect our communities better that
way. Exactly, because we can't presume that everyone listens to this programme or that everyone will attend that event or everyone will pick up the local paper. So it's very important we get as much as information as possible. So tell us more about the information evenings then, Mary.
We were going to do one in each of the municipal districts. So we kick off on the 7th of October, which is next Monday, in Dunloe. And we're in CDP in Ross, and we're linking with them. And they are doing a health roadshow as well, so we're linking in with that. And that's at 11 o'clock, so it starts at 11 and continues on then till 3.
And you can just turn up on the day?
Yeah, you can.
Excellent.
Yeah, you can register. We have, you know, emails that you can register, but you can turn up.
Okay.
Yeah, we welcome people just to come in. The second one is in Letterkenny on the Tuesday the 8th, and that's in the Letterkenny Public Services Centre, and that's an evening one, so it's 6 o'clock. The next one is in Lifford, and that's the following Monday, the 14th of October, in the Lifford Clonlea Family Resource Centre, and that starts, it's a morning one, 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one is Inver, and it's in the Inver Community Centre, and that's an evening one at 7. And our fifth one is for Nishon, and we just haven't that organised just yet.
Yeah, but you'll let us know when is confirmed, and then we'll let everybody know. It's great, I presume, to have the cooperation of Eve, Mary.
Absolutely, yeah. She's
you know,
so
because
much
it, you can bring expertise to people's communities.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think what we found as well, Mary, wasn't it, that because we both do community-based work, we've got connections within our community that we're stronger together if we bring together the kind of exhibitors and guests to talk that would be very community-related subjects. So we found it a great experience to work together, and hopefully we'll do more.
Absolutely. We'd encourage people to attend as well. Really informative, lots of information, and it empowers people when they have that information.
Yeah, there's no waffle.
No,
it's straight into information, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's networking as well.
Well, that's it too. And it's you know, it's an opportunity, maybe even if it's simply to get out of the house.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
That's why it ties so well in with the Social Inclusion Week, because it is about connection with communities and with each other.
Yeah.
So come along, have a cup of tea. You might pick up one or two little tips.
Yeah, because rural isolation is it's an awful, awful thing. But sometimes we can do a little bit ourselves to sort of say, right, maybe I should make a little bit of an effort. And if it's one of these meetings, so be it.
Yeah.
Niall McGuire still with us. What's the story with kids throwing fireworks and bangers around a built-up area? Gary. I mean, we really touched on that. I mean, that's a matter for an Garda Síochána, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a criminal matter. Doesn't matter what age you are. So again, you know, contact the guards. We don't have to take your name and address and look for a statement. You know, let us know. We can't be everywhere all the time. You know, it's the easiest thing in the world to pull a banger out of your bag and chuck it and it's gone and the evidence is gone. So yeah, let us know.
If guards get two or three calls about something in an area, they'll go around once. If it's not there, it's in the back of their heads for patrols then.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a one-time thing. It's proactive intelligent policing.
Exactly, yeah. And listen, Gray, we've had umpteen successes in relation to fireworks, you know, but, you know, we don't want to criminalise kids either, you know. So, again, it's back to the education of the kids from their own guardians, you know.
Yeah. Is it compulsory to wear a helmet on a quad in a public space?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any way you can report an incident without giving your details and name and address? I reported an incident to Gardaí. They wanted to remain anonymous, but Gardaí said they couldn't because they would require the complainant's details. Does that vary from crime to crime, I wonder, and the type of complaint?
Not really, no. You don't have to give your name and address on any occasion. You know, if it requires a follow-up, you'll be asked if we can record and maybe contact you again. You know, it's very important that we contact.
It's not obligatory.
Not at all.
Yeah, okay. A caller says a barking dog around the house will divert any intruder from entering your house property. Well,
yeah. That's true. Dog is a good deterrent. Very good deterrent, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything, ladies, you want to add, Eve or Mary? Just run us through those events coming up, because it's really important for people in those local areas. And the one in Dunlow, it works out well timing. There's a health aspect to it as well. When's that's the first one?
Yeah, that's the 7th of October. That's next Monday.
Okay.
They're going to have a nurse, dietitian, I think, and some first aid as well. So it's a double whammy for them. So we're delighted to be cooperating with them. Again, it's about working together, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the next one?
Next one is the 8th of October, Tuesday, in Letterkenny, in the Letterkenny Public Services Centre. And that's an evening one, so it starts at 6. Lifford then is the following week, the 14th, in the Lifford Clonalee Family Resource Centre. That's morning at 11. And Inver, in the Inver Community Centre, at 7 p.m. on the following Monday, the 21st of October.
And we're going to bring people the details of Buncrana just as soon as that is confirmed. Right, listen, very informative. Thank you, all of you, very, very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. That's Eve Corran. You're listening to there from the Ulster Bank Community
Banker.
Community banker, and of course, Mary Clyde. And you heard also from Garda Niall Maguire from the Fallcarragh Garda Station.